Fantastic success for Jason and everybody in Donegal Boxing, for his family and everybody in general. And it was a great night to see so many people from all walks of life and from all different sports turning out to acknowledge his achievements once more.
When you've got people like the stature in boxing of Glenn McCrory and Paul McCluskey and Charlie Nash to be here tonight, Peter.
That's right. You've got a world champion there and two European champions, and both other men, but Paul McCluskey and Charlie, both fought for world titles as well.
Yeah, and they think a lot of the Jason. They've been watching his career very, very closely. I know Charlie's been here in a few previous receptions as well. But like Glenn McCrory is a commentator on Sky Sports television. He knows the sport.
That's right.
Inside out, and he knows Jason as well from the Sky Scholarship. So he knows what he can do, and he's a guy that's confident that Jason can go all the way.
That's right, Oisin, and he's very, very high profile. He's known all over the world. Like, he was a great champion himself, ABF. He was the last ABF super cruiserweight champion. So he goes. His pedigree is very, very good. He's a gentleman.
We're going to start claiming him as a Donegal man now too, because he's in Kildaff.
Well, he's in Kildaff now, and he has the Wild Atlantic Boxing Club open down there, and at the minute he's training Sean McGlinchey down there, so hopefully everything goes well for him down there.
Yeah. Let's go back to Jason, because it's about Jason tonight. How proud are you, and how proud of the boxing fraternity in the county of Jason when we see what happened here tonight, and in particular the way that he speaks about the sport and general life to the people in front of him and young kids and teenagers?
Oh, he's a great speaker. He's very, very smart, Oisin. He's a fantastic speaker, and he's very passionate about the sport, and he's passionate about the boxing in Donegal. He would never pass an interview or anything else without mentioning Donegal. He's a proud Donegal man, and the people of Donegal, right across Donegal, are very, very proud of him.
Is that what keeps him grounded then, because he's so close to home?
That's what kind of keeps him grounded, all right. Oisin, I suppose he has a lonely time out there in LA, but he always loves coming back and spending a while with his family, his mother and father, and all his family, all his relations, you know. So it's good to have him back too, you know.
Yeah, and he is the first professional, or the first professional title holder.
That's from Donegal. So he's written another chapter in Donegal boxing history books. So he'll always be there. And as I say, he's the most decorated amateur middleweight in the 106-year history of the IAB as well. So he's broke all records all round. Nick. Yeah. Great man.
A great man, and we're looking forward to possibly more nights like this down the line in the future. Peter, well, fingers crossed.
Hopefully we'll have many big nights, and I think what the people's looking forward to, Oisin, is a fight in Ireland, coming back to Ireland. Obviously, we don't have a venue in the northwest that would suit a fight like Jason's, because Jason's in the 20,000 seaters there, and the MGN and the T-Mobile and whatnot, you know, which is all big arenas. But hopefully we could get something for him, or Delahoye might be able to work something in the near future that would bring him back to Ireland to get him more exposure.
Yeah, well, that's what we're all looking for. Peter, many thanks for talking to us tonight again, and well done to you and everybody here in the team for organising such a fantastic evening.
Thanks very much, Oisin, and thank you yourself and everybody at Highland Sports Desk for all the coverage down the years. It takes a few men wasn't about, there's no coverage, so we're very grateful for all the coverage and boxing that we get.
Yeah, we appreciate that. Thanks, Peter.
Thank you, Oisin.